So the Philadelphia story is kind of like an American Downton Abbey.
Yeah, but it's even older, I would say. It came around in 1938, Philip Barry's story. The production at the Pioneer really struck me as playing to the sensibilities of we Americans and our obsession with sort of reality TV, because you have the idle rich out in the country having a wedding. You have tabloid reporters trying to get there and see what's going on behind the curtain of this family. You have the patriarch of the family who's had an alleged affair with a dancer in New York. So you have scandal. You have love triangles / quadrangles happening. And, you know, as always, a really great production up there. But it really struck me that amazing how the themes from this 1938 play carry over to 2013. And, you know, a Keeping Up with the Kardashians kind of way, or a Downton Abbey kind of way.
And we have one more weekend left at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, we're at the tail end here, and this is the weekend when it's kind of cool. If you can get up to Park City over the weekend, they show all the winning films of the different categories, the Audience Award winners, the Judges Award winners. They show those throughout the weekend. And then right here in Salt Lake City, there are still screenings going on at the Broadway, at the Tower Theater, at the Rose Wagner, at the library. So you have the chance to catch some movies if you haven't been able to get involved at all yet. Still an opportunity out there to see some films.
The scene, though, is kind of dying down. The music and the comedy and the stunts on Main Street.
Yeah, it tends to kind of, I guess, what would the word be? Kind of go backwards or go down as the week goes on from that first weekend of insanity where you have all of your sort of celebrity sightings and paparazzi. There still will be a little buzz around the Steve Jobs biopic that stars Ashton Kutcher. He'll be here, I'm sure, with the premiere of that film. But for the most part, it's kind of quiet, so a perfect time to go to Park City and get out of the gunky air in Salt Lake.